producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to another edition of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. The Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline is wide open. I'm looking right now on line 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And guess what? There's room for you to pick up the phone and call us and tell us what's on your mind today. And that's exactly what we're looking for. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Either one of those numbers. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503. And you can also email us if you prefer that route. Studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. That's studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Follow me on Twitter and more conversing with folks there and on Facebook. I get as many Facebook messages a day as I do emails from listeners, which is, another way, whatever works for you. So you can send us a little note on Facebook, and you can follow us on Twitter as well. Happy to do it. I just sent Donald Trump a note on Twitter, actually. I tweeted Donald. I interviewed Donald Trump, I want to say a couple of years ago. I'm trying to remember the date. I guess it doesn't matter. We'll have to dig that up, Rev, and have some fun with that interview. Because at the end of the interview, I remember specifically saying, Mr. Trump,
yes.
Would you come to North Dakota? We were talking about energy and all the oil activity. I said, would you come to North Dakota so you can see this firsthand? I'll do it. That's what he said. So I think I started saying, let's go. I also talked to Steve Moore of the Wall Street Journal and the Heritage Foundation economist last night. And he's my go-to guy in tax plans. I said, what do you think of Trump's tax plan? He said, I like it. I do. I mean, it's not perfect, but it's good, bold. He did well. So I passed that tidbit along to Mr. Trump on Twitter. So we got that going. Anyway, my name is Scott Hennen, along with Todd, the radio god Mitchell. Hello, Todd. How are you doing today?
Hey, doing fantastic. I'm going to be heading up to North Coast Fest later on, so I'm looking forward to some delicious lutefisk.
Yeah, I understand Phil Parker's there today. I was supposed to be there on Friday. I will not physically be there, although we'll have guests from there on the show on Friday. And the reason I'm not going is Congressman Kevin Cramer and Congressman Colin Peterson are holding a town hall Friday specifically to talk about some different options on flood protection. Neither one, I think, are real gung-ho on this idea of the diversion being the only solution to flood protection in the valley. And, whenever two members of Congress get together and propose some other solutions, that's noteworthy. Congressman Cramer is also going to be holding a town hall, which we will take Friday and allow for you to participate in as well as individuals in person up in Harwood on Friday. So more details on that tomorrow on the program. But anyway, that's gonna keep me from Huskfest this year. I'm really bummed because I really, really love that annual event.
Let me just save you some lutefisk.
I'm going to say it's been like 10 years in a row. Would you please, Todd? Would you?
Sure.
Yeah, Todd gets to go and do the fun stuff. Always.
Somebody's going to have to let me know who's got the best lefse there. I got a whole bunch in my freezer, but I bet somebody's got some better stuff than what I got. But
there you go. Today, we are brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Speaking of oil and gas development, all of the great things that are going on. I use their Twitter handle, North Dakota ND Oil Can, when I tweeted Mr. Trump today to try and get him on the radio, on one of our talk radio town halls for you, and also back out here to North Dakota today. Although I'm sure this will prompt a whole group of Hannon haters that love Donald Trump. The lead story on the Today Show, NBC Today, was Donald Trump and talking about how he's going to be kinder and gentler, and he made up with Fox. He's going back on Fox now, and it's a kinder, gentler Donald Trump, okay? That was the story.
And here I thought I was in some alternate universe where the leading Republican poll getter was suing or wanting the FCC to fine the channel, and then he was going on CNN and MSNBC with his message, I thought, did I just wake up in some alternate universe?
Well,
whoever saw that coming?
He's a kinder and gentler Trump now. But anyway, okay. He no more gets off of, and I'll let the audience be the judge of this, but he no more gets off of the Today Show in which he professes, you know, enough of this trash talking, right? I'm on to being Mr. Nice Guy. And he tweets out Rubio, speaking of Senator Marco Rubio. Rubio is totally owned by the lobbyists and special interest. A lightweight senator with the worst voting record in the Senate. A lightweight senator with the worst voting record in the Senate.
So how many seconds did that new, kinder, gentler Donald Trump last?
And then he puts exclamation point, lazy! Lazy!
Yeah, that's kinder and gentler, isn't it? Yeah,
now, before the show, he tweeted out, I watched lightweight Senator Marco Rubio, who's all talk and no action, defend his weak, in caps, position on illegal immigration. Pathetic! Now, but that was before. But after, we're still, you know, so I don't know. I don't know. Maybe lazy and calling him a lightweight senator, maybe you don't consider that, you know.
I guess it is all relative, isn't it?
Maybe it fits the bill. I don't know. But anyway, obviously Marco Rubio's kind of rising because Trump has decided to take at him. The cheap shots at Rand Paul's hair, no more. Anyway, I don't know if any of that stuff bugs you, but I'm just kind of curious. What you think of any of that. What's on your mind is brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. The oil industry, despite a challenging time with prices right now, still creating thousands of good jobs, careers in North Dakota plentiful, and most importantly, helping to solve the challenges of our state's growth. Find out more at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Our fine sponsor today on the program. Bottom of the hour, we're going to talk, we're going to have a little gun talk on the program today. Everybody up for that? A little gun talk? And I found a entrepreneur who owns a place unlike I've ever seen before. And if there's other places like this around here, feel free to enlighten me. But it's called Bill's Gun Shop and Range. And we had a listener to this program call one day and say, hey, Bill's Gun Shop is coming to North Dakota. You've got to check this out. And I'm like, I've never heard of it, but I will. One day I see a billboard, Bill's Gun Shop, pointing to a sign, north end of Fargo, you know, to a building, rather, the sign pointing to a building. So I pull in there, and I meet one of the managers and later meet the owner, and have seen this shop, thanks to our fine listeners, unfold before my eyes. And there's $1 million in gun inventory in one building. And it's all on the walls. So you walk in, all four walls, there's nothing but guns all the way around you. The cases themselves have the handguns, and the long guns are on the walls. They have 25 lanes in the range, okay? And I think the number's 25. And they have, you know, the training right there. Everything's in one place. It's a pretty amazing place. Evidently, this is a big deal down in the Twin Cities. And this is their first in North Dakota. They're planning to expand eventually to more places. So, a neat story from an entrepreneur. And actually a fellow that used to be in the radio business, as a matter of fact. Go from radio to guns, Todd. Go figure. Maybe you and I, we have a future. Who knew?
Well, who knew? Scott Bachmeyer's done it and played. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
That's not unheard of.
John Munson's his name. He'll be here in a little while. We'll chat with him. The whole 10 o'clock hour I have wide open. Whatever you want to talk about. I felt a little self-conscious that we've not just had a chance to chat. Even yesterday, Congressman Kramer started talking about some things about, you know, his thoughts on who what the new leadership should accomplish. A bunch of calls came in. We ran out of time. So I want to give you more time today to address any of those issues. And some people have even suggested a new theme for What's on Your Mind. And by the way, when you call our numbers on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550, you can press 1 to leave a message or press 2 to chat with us live on the air. And when we come back, you're going to hear a suggestion for a new theme song. At least I think that's what that is. So stay tuned for that as well. Bob Holzer is a fellow I want to tell you about. He's a machinist at Heedalls. You know, Heedalls has it. They have the parts you need all day, every day, all the time. But they also have machine shops that are absolutely amazing. And machinists, of course, they do the valve jobs, the boring, the crank grinding, the reconditioning of the rods, the tin fitting, magnafluxing, they are hard at it. And the cylinder headwork is what they really do well at Heedalls. And a big part of what they do, for instance, at the Heedalls location in Bismarck, where Bob is the machinist, is that head work. And folks rave about it. The cylinder head work is what I'm talking about. It's especially what Bob does a lot of. And it is number one. They've got a great reputation. Well-earned. So if you haven't tried that, give it a shot. Valve jobs, boring, honing. Again, the magging. Engine work, big and small. And even do some on the some work on even on diesel. So literally about everything. Thread repair, tractor rod reconditioning. By the way, his first car, a 1970 Nova. We love the Novas, don't we, Todd? Love hearing about those Chevy Novas. He wanted a hot rod. Saved up some money, but Dad had to co-sign, so found a 68 SS Nova. Nope, Dad said, that's not going to work. You ain't bringing no hot rod into this yard.
Oh,
so
come
he had to
on.
Yeah, he had to go with a kind of a plain Jane 70 Nova, but doesn't
hey,
happen
what,
anymore.
What Dad doesn't see under the hood doesn't matter.
Yeah,
he can hot rod it under the hood. Just don't
he's
put
a race guy, too, that Bob.
Around.
Anyway, yeah. Stop at the machine shop at Hedolls Bismarck. Say hi to Bob Holzer. He always has it. The parts and also great people. Tell him Scott sent you. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Chairman Tyler Spike. Soybean cyst nematode, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, reducing soybean yield and causing major crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms ever show. Soil testing is a critical step you can take to help battle SCN. To assist with this effort, the North Dakota Soybean Council is proud to sponsor an SCN soil testing reimbursement program through the North Dakota State University Extension Service. 2,000 SCN soil sample bags are now available at NDSU County Extension offices. Soybean producers can request up to 3 bags on a first-come, first-served basis. Contact your local County Extension agent for more information about this soil testing program.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
The Ports to Plains Conference is coming to Williston October 6th through the 8th. Register to visit the fastest growing small city in America. Take a bus tour of Williston's infrastructure growth, the energy or agriculture industries. Network with investors and business leaders from across North America and hear from renowned speakers who will explore the economic outlooks in Canada and Mexico. Register today for the 18th annual Ports to Plains Conference, October 6th through the 8th in Williston. For more information, visit PortsToPlains.com. PortsToPlains.com.
Sooner or later, North Dakota will have another severe drought, and the Red River Valley will have significant water shortages. Learn how the Red River Valley Water Supply Project can ensure water for our future. Come to the Garrison Diversion Conference, When the Valley Turns Dry, Thursday, October 1st at the Ramada Plaza Suites and Conference Center in Fargo. It's free, but pre-registration is requested. Call the Garrison Diversion Conservancy District at 701-652-3194.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
What's on your mind? And I want to know, what's on your mind? Is it Russia? Basically telling the U.S., take a back seat. We got this. By the way, might want to move those planes because we're going to be in there within an hour. It's embarrassing. Absolutely embarrassing. Bill O'Reilly's exactly right. He said American foreign policy is a debacle on most every front. And Russia's saying, I mean, Vladimir Putin is just schooling Barack Obama. That's us. That's the United States of America. I don't know. And that one bugs me. But whatever's on your mind, maybe it is Husfest. Maybe you're just trying to think of the best possible Husfest delicacy you can find in Husfest, and that's what's on your mind. That's okay. Whatever it is, from foreign policy gone bad to Husfest and everything in between, let us know. All right? We even welcome suggestions for a new theme for the song. It's not often that callers sing when they leave a comment for us, is it, Todd? I don't recall anybody singing. Maybe a happy birthday.
That's every now and then, kind of a first.
It seems a little odd, but anyway, we had that happen. So listen to what this caller had to say.
Well, I mean, it could be the theme song for the show.
The Slam Bammer Man, the Slam Bammer Man. Slams other people where he can. He slams like Henry can. He slams up where he can. The Slam Bammer Man with Scott Henning and your trusty sidekick, Todd Mitchell. And the Slam Bammer Man and your host, Scott Henning.
What do you think there? Is that the new theme song for the show?
I'm going to leave that to the listeners.
Every morning at 9:06, we just start with that.
Should we adopt that? Bring that on.
The Slam Bammer Man.
Yeah. Slam Bammer Man.
And don't forget to check us out at slambammerman.com. We should probably get that paid for right away.
Is that a compliment, you think, or Slam Bammer, is he
not
being critical?
Well, it hasn't hurt Donald Trump, has it? That's kind of been the Donald Trump philosophy, and he's got a nice big lead with it.
Yeah, true.
Fox News Channel notwithstanding.
Yeah.
True enough. So maybe it is.
You're right. Yeah. You're right.
And your trusty sidekick.
Very odd. Very odd.
We're cartoon characters now.
I just don't know how to follow that up. So here's the scoop. You call us on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. We're going to talk guns at the bottom of the hour. Second hour is wide open. Tell me what's on your mind. Don't make me play the crickets. The crickets mean we have open lines, and we're ready for you to talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. Don't make us play. Exactly. You made us play. The telephone number is 800-228-0550. Every day we hear from new callers on this program, which is so much fun. So anybody out there that hasn't called before that has said, like so many of you did Valley City Sunday night, I listen all the time, but I don't call. I said, why not? Well, I don't know. I don't want to sound stupid. I'm like, sound stupid? You ever heard me? Come on. I mean, there's nothing stupid about sharing your opinion. But we love our regulars as well. In fact, Fred from Wing, last time he was on, he was poor mouthing us over that harvest, right? Middle of August there, but it's bad. It's bad. It's bad. It's bad. So I think he's not talking about the harvest itself, but the prices. So Fred, we want to make sure you're okay. Do a little health check on Fred and Wing. And Bob and West, hope you never disappoint. So there's a few more of you out there. Appreciate it. Rocky in Valley City and I got into it a little bit the other night in Valley City in a good, fun, playful way. We can recreate that a little bit on the air. So those are some of the folks we know and love. There are many of you that have called more than once, and we appreciate it. But we also like the new callers as well. So show us the love. Flandreau, South Dakota. Story from the Associated Press. The small South Dakota Indian tribe known as the Flandreau Santee Sioux already has a successful casino, a 120-room hotel, and a 240-head buffalo ranch. Now it's undertaking a new venture. You ready, folks? Opening the nation's first marijuana resort on its reservation. The experiment could offer a new money-making model for tribes nationwide seeking economic opportunities beyond casinos. Santee Sioux leaders plan to grow their own pot and sell it in a smoking lounge that includes a nightclub, arcade games, bar, and food service. Oh, good. Alcohol and marijuana combined. This should be good. And eventually, slot machines in an outdoor music venue. That's right. Get drunk, high, and then here's the slot machines. It's kind of like the Coors plant.
What could go wrong?
Yeah, when they that was always my favorite. The Coors in Golden, Colorado. You tour that place. They bring you through. Then they bring you to a lounge where you can sample beer for free. Then they bring you to the gift shop. Now that's design, ladies and gentlemen.
Which is why,
I left there with a hat that had about a mile long beak on it. You know, Bill there.
That's exactly what you would buy on a normal day, right?
Never wore it again. Is this not the dumbest idea you've ever heard in your life? But the tribe says it could generate up to $2 million in profit. And they're talking about New Year's Eve having this going. Come on. Can you believe this? Well, I believe it, but it's wrong. Agree or disagree? You tell me. Donald in Bismarck is on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Don, how are you?
Okay, thanks. I got a question regarding concealed carry. First of all, in any confrontation, the one party or side that has the element of surprise, of course, will prevail. And if you have a concealed weapon, you automatically have the advantage of surprise. But the real reason I'm calling, we've got this stupid law where the president can install martial law. And if he declares martial law, my question is, will whatever agency enforces martial law have access to the people who have a concealed carry?
Hang on, Donald. First of all, I don't know if that's accurate. You know, I know there's a lot of stories about the possibility of martial law or whatever. But if you hang on, we have a gun expert joining us next, the owner of Bill's Gun Shop. His name's John, but his company is Bill's Gun Shop. They're new to North Dakota. I want to tell you a little bit about it, what he's bringing here. But I'll give you a chance to answer that question first. So just hang on, and we'll see what he knows about that particular situation, okay? 800-228-0550 to answer your question. By the way, we're going to New York City December 1st through the 5th. We need 20 couples to sign up by October 8th to get this great price of $2,569 per person for the works. Airfare, deluxe hotel accommodations, coach travel all around New York City, deluxe hotel, did I tell you that? Dinners, Trump Cafe, Cotton Club, Ellen's Stardust Diner, and in Little Italy, breakfast every morning, two shows, Les Mis on Broadway, as well as the Rockettes at the Radio City Music Hall, which is nothing short of extraordinary. But every site you need to see, from Times Square, Statue of Liberty, Central Park, 9/11 Memorial and Museum, and so much more. Incredible deal. I'll be in Bismarck tomorrow night to talk with us, to talk with the listeners about it, 6:30. But if you'd like more information right away, send me an email, scott@flagfamily.com, scott@flagfamily.com. I'll give you the toll-free number in just a moment. More coming up. Don't go away.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Back to the phone we go. Art, Sunbelt Business Brokers, is on the phone. Hello, Art. How's it going today?
Good, Scott. How are you?
Fantastic. Looking forward to telling our listeners about how Sunbelt Business Brokers has been around for some time and really made a name for itself in business sales. Tell us a little bit about that, would you?
Yeah, Sunbelt's been around since 1978. It has over 240 franchises, 1,400 sales brokers on six continents, and we usually sell about 2,000 businesses annually. So Sunbelt of North Dakota is one of those franchises. So we have a worldwide reach, but it's locally owned and controlled.
Now, we have a website we're going to give out in a moment. Tell us about how powerful that is for your listings.
Our website gets three times the view of our next three competitors combined.
That's a great way to reach buyers, folks, and that is andy.sunbeltnetwork.com. Start now. Call Art and the team at Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota, 701-347-2727, or online at andy.sunbeltnetwork.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Our guest, John Munson from Bill's Gun Shop and Range, is going to join us in studio, and he is not here. So we'll just keep cranking here on the phones and chat with him when he gets here. How about that? So Don and Bismarck was on the phone. And Don, before I go back to you here, I will give the number out, as I promised I would, for that New York City trip as well. We have some folks called Group Travel Planners that have hosted hundreds of trips to New York City that are hosting us. And they are taking all the reservations and getting all the information and chatting with people about the things related to the trip. And so if you would like some more information from those good folks, it's as simple as a phone call to them. And they'll get you out all the information. We have an itinerary at Flag Family. I'm sorry, AM 1100. Is it at Flag Family? I don't think it's at flagfamily.com, is it? I can't remember. I know it's at AM 1100, theflag.com. And Todd will have to give that to you so you can put it on the K-Fire website as well. Make it easy for folks to be able to find it and get a hold of it. But if you call one of two people, Jason or Amber, at this number, 952-898-3478, extension 228 for Jason, or 225 for Amber. You'll have everything you need to know. You get yourself signed up. Week from today, we got to be able to kind of, somebody called yesterday, hey, I think I want 7 spots. Somebody else, I want 3. So we're getting up there. But we need to be at 20 couples by this time next Thursday to get this great deal of $2,569 each to New York City, December 1 through the 5. Again, the number 952-898-3478, extension 228 for Jason, 225 for Amber. Okay, that number. All right, so Don in Bismarck is back on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, and I was hoping to have a real-life professional answer your question, but I'll take a shot at it, Don, okay? And the main premise is you're worried that if martial law is ultimately utilized by Barack Obama, what happens to concealed carry? What would then happen? Is that a fair synopsis of our conversation from before the break?
Yes. My concern, of course, is, like I said, if martial law is declared, the agency that will enforce it will probably have the power to go to our BCI and say, hey, we want to list everybody that's got a concealed carry permit.
Yeah. Now, can I say though, Don, back to the premise here. I really think it's unlikely that Barack Obama is going to declare martial law. Now, maybe somewhere in his heart of hearts he'd like to. Maybe but in the United States of America, I think we have enough, thankfully, not as much as I'd like, but enough, thankfully, still remaining reverence for the Constitution that I don't think that can happen. Now, I understand there's stories out there. I understand that people say, here's what's going to happen. That happens all the time. People say, on this date, that's going to happen, or before he leaves, that's going to happen. That doesn't mean it's going to happen. That means people are saying it's going to happen. So I don't think it's going to happen. Do you?
Gosh, don't know. Considering the guy who put the law on the books by executive order, I won't be that surprised. I go along with your feeling that...
That's the part of the question I can't answer. As far as the concealed carry part of this, we do have John on the phone now, and we're going to chat with him on the phone rather than in person, which is just fine. John Munson of Bill's Gun Shop and Range. They open tomorrow, busy time at their North Fargo store. Hey, John, thanks for joining us. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Good, 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 good to hear you. I think he's getting us on delay, so he's going to have to go to Manny to chat with us, Rev. Okay, all right. So, we'll talk about it though, Don. So keep listening, okay? Appreciate it very much. Going to go to George in Orange County, New York. You're next on What's on Your Mind. iHeart app listener, how are you, George?
Hi, pretty good. It's finally we're getting rain, which we're in desperate need of. A couple of things. Number one, on one of your trips to New York State, you need to try to go to West Point. I'm in Orange County. I'm an hour north, an hour on the from the George Washington Bridge north of New York City. And so it becomes a totally different state as soon as you come up here and cross into New York. But we've got West Point, which has a great museum and a historic place to visit. All the famous people that went there. And then about 15, 20 minutes away from there, we have the National Purple Heart Museum also. So that might be some...
How far a drive is that out of Manhattan?
We're like an hour, probably West Point is a little less than an hour from the George Washington Bridge. If you're in an off traffic area, obviously if you're hitting commute times, it's going to be longer than that. But we do have people come up here a lot. There's a humongous shopping mall up here, one of these discount shopping malls. So we have a lot of buses from New York City that come up here and they go to the shopping mall.
It's a great suggestion.
Like that. The other thing is anybody going to New York City, they have this stupid rule which only exists in New York City, is they virtually consider every knife what's called a gravity knife to them. If they can somehow or another flick it open on their own or think they can flick it open, they'll arrest you. So people come up here and they have these just a regular pocket knife that has the clip on it that you clip on your pocket. If the New York City police see you with that, they're going to tend to want to arrest people for possession of a gravity knife, which is a deadly weapon and a $500 fine and an offense. So leave your guns at home and double check. Make sure you don't have any clip-on knives either. So that's important. And one last thing, if I can do it, you had your House of Representative person on yesterday, and he was talking about how difficult it was to get some things done in the Republican Party. People don't, in the rest of the country, don't understand. You have people like some of the House of Representative people from New York City, like Pete King, who's for everything. I don't understand why he's still a Republican. I mean, you have rhinos, Republican in name only, and then you have the far left-wing rhinos like Pete King, who are for all the gun control you would ever want, all the legislation that basically almost all the legislation that Obama wants. But, he's from liberal Long Island, and in order to get reelected as a Republican out there, that's what he needs to do. So that's what he does.
George, thanks for calling. Appreciate it. Nice hearing from you on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550. John Munson, owner of Bill's Gun Shop and Range, is back. Hey, John, how's it going?
It's fantastic, Scott. How are you?
Good, good, good. I know you're getting ready for the big opening. For folks that are not familiar with your store, I know we've had listeners call our program and have been to your stores in Robbinsdale and down in the Twin Cities area that rave about it, but most probably haven't seen it or heard about it. How is your describe your store?
Well, you know, we specialize in indoor shooting ranges, and then we have a full retail store to go with it. So this store is a 35-yard lane, 35-yard range, 26-lane indoor shooting range with about a 5,000-square-foot retail space full of nothing but guns and accessories.
And so just on the shooting range part alone, that's pretty darn unique, right?
Yeah, you know, it's what we do. We're into the shooting sports, whether it be for hunting, self-defense, target shooting, entertainment, some recreation, something new. You know, we like to shoot. So our forte is having the ranges to support the shooting sport industry and then having all that retail firearm-related activity around it as well. So it's a little bit of a unique pattern or a combination, but it's the way we put them together.
We take a program called Gun Talk on a couple of the stations that air Once on Your Mind, and all week long, the show airs on Sunday, but all week long we hear about the weekend edition of Gun Talk. It seems as though, this is a sport that is it's booming. It's just taking off. I want to say exploding, but that's the wrong word. Am I right? I mean, are you selling a ton more guns than you did 5 years ago, 10 years ago?
Well, you know, the boom, as you will, you know, took place a couple of years ago, and we're back to that new norm, more standard. We sell firearms, and we sell quite a few because that's what we do. But they're not flying off the shelves by any means. What you're seeing is more people getting involved in self-defense and in home defense and those type of things. More importantly, you're seeing more people that are just willing to try the shooting sport. So we're competing with the golf course and the bowling alley for your entertainment dollar. So people are coming in to use our range that may be a first timer or haven't shot before because they've heard it's something different to do. It's exciting. It's exuberant, makes a lot of noise. And it's just another form of entertainment that you can participate in.
And by the way, as far as the indoor shooting range is concerned, walk us through how that works. So you can rent some time on the range. You can rent some different guns, take a pick. I was there yesterday for an event just to kind of take a look around and like a kid in the candy store. But describe how that works if somebody's never shot a gun before, really is interested. What do they do?
Well, it's pretty simple. You come in and you're going to meet our range officer, and they're going to kind of explain to him what you're looking to do. Hey, I'd like to come in and use the range. It's $20 to use the range. If you have your own firearms, your own ammunition, you can bring that stuff with you. If you don't have your own, I've got 100-plus brand-new guns ready to use. For $15, you can rent one of our firearms. Buy the ammunition. We'll walk you through the gun. We'll walk you through the process. We'll teach you what you need to do. We'll show you the rules. You watch a little range safety video. And then, you know, you're out of the range and poking holes in paper.
And, you know, there are plenty of places that sell guns. Many of them fine, reputable, upstanding business people. But I've never seen as many in one spot. What do you got, like a million plus in inventory there and like 2,000 guns on the wall?
Yeah, you know, I haven't actually physically counted them, but there's a lot. We've got about $1 million in inventory, and the reason we have a lot of guns is because that's what we do. We don't sell clothing, we don't sell canoes, we don't sell boats or any of those things, or you know, even hiking boots. We sell guns, and we sell guns and the things that go along with them, and the accessories and lots of bullets. So that's why we fill our store. So when you come in and see our store, you're going to see, you know, we do a little shock and awe. Every time you turn around, you're going to see another case full of guns. And that's what makes it fun. We'll have the guns that are unique that no one else has. We've got one of everything kind of deal. And I think that's what makes it fun to shop here.
Hang on one sec, John, if you would. We'll finish this conversation on the other side of the break. John Munson from Bill's Gun Shop, new to North Dakota, next.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Register today for the 9th Annual Great Plains Empower North Dakota Energy Conference. The full-day event is Tuesday, October 13th at Bismarck State College's National Energy Center of Excellence. Speakers include Chief Economist for ConocoPhillips, Marianne Kaa, U.S. Senators Heidi Heitkamp and John Hoeven, Congressman Kevin Cramer, North Dakota Governor Jack Dalrymple, and many more. See the agenda and registration information online at energymd.com/events.
Howdy, folks. Jess Peterson here with the U.S. Cattlemen's Association. Country boards and labeling, cattle markets, trade, and EPA. These are the issues affecting your bottom dollar. Be a part of the process to make a difference. Join the Independent Beef Association, the U.S. Cattlemen's Association, for the annual meeting Friday and Saturday, October 2nd and 3rd at the Ramada in Bismarck. The event is open to the public. For more details, check out uscattlemen.org or call 202-870-3867. We'll see you in Bismarck.
I want to tell you about our product that you can use for 60 days, and if you don't like it, send it back, no obligation whatsoever. It comes with a 10-year warranty. I'm talking about MyPillow. It has helped a whole lot of folks who suffer from all kinds of ailments. Find out more about that at MyPillow.com. It's helped me just simply get a better night's sleep. And you know what? The best night's sleep in the whole world is something you can't put a price tag on. It's incredible because sleep is the most important thing to your health, and MyPillow is the most important thing for your sleep. I know. Patented interlocking fill, so it adjusts to any sleep position. It stays cool. There's no tossing and turning. Non-allergenic. And again, a 10-year warranty with a 60-night money-back guarantee. Right now, 2-for-1, 50% savings to celebrate the National Sleep Foundation designation as MyPillow being the official pillow. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028 right now. 800-506-9028. MyPillow. Guaranteed.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Program on the Northern Plains. For that, we thank our fine listeners who can call us 24-7. We're waiting for your phone calls right now at 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. And they'll be up in Minot for Husfest Week at Marketplace Foods. The Big Flavor Tour Truck will be stopping by the original Marketplace Foods location in Minot, 1930 South Broadway, from 2 until 7 today. So come on in this afternoon, have some of those cheddar brats and tangy summer sausage, and that'll be great. Tomorrow at the North Hill store location and South Broadway store on Friday at Marketplace Foods in Minot for Husfest. Great fun. We're chatting with John Munson of Bill's Gun Shop. And Bill's Gun Shop and Range has locations down in the Twin Cities, Robbinsdale, Circle Pines, Hudson, and now Fargo, North Dakota, soon other locations as well. Mike in Minot has a question for John. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I was just wondering, for those of us that are interested, do you rent and let people use NFA firearms?
Mike, we are in the process. My SOT, which is the Special Occupancy Tax Stamp, arrived in the mail 2 weeks ago. My gunsmiths in the cities are in the process of building a couple NFA guns for me. So I will tell you that in about 60 to 90 days, I should have some rental NFA machine guns, submachine guns, in stock and available. We will also do NFA suppressor transfers. If a person does have their own NFA firearm, you are allowed with papers to come in and rent our range and use those guns as well. So, yes, I'll have rentals, and yes, you can use your own.
All right, cool. Thank you.
We have a texter on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline that wants to know what the number is for Bill's. How do people call the store, John?
Well, I've got a phone number, and I've got a web address. So the web address is billsgs.com, B-I-L-L-S-G-S.com. The phone number is 701-353-8748.
All right. One more time. That's
701-353-8748.
All right. 701-353-8748. And, by the way, I was joking with you the other day. How does a guy named John end up owning a gun shop named Bill's? But there's some history down there with a kind of a good old boys gun shop that was owned by Bill that you ultimately bought out. But you're going global here, right? You're going to expand beyond even your current four locations.
Well, you know what? I sent a press release out yesterday because when we got to Fargo, we realized that we had a lot of border jumpers from Minnesota coming to North Dakota. And in order to support those customers, we decided that we had to build a small retail store in Moorhead. So we are actually in the process right now of working out the construction for a small 2,000-square-foot retail space in Moorhead so that we can support the retail business of the Minnesota customers, because you can't transfer those NFA suppressors and or handguns to anyone with, you know, you have to transfer them in-state to the state that they reside in. So we're in the process of building that. We'll have that open. We'll have that open by the first of the year. So, yeah, we're building. We're growing. You know, after we open Moorhead, I think the start of next year, we're going to do a little regroup and make sure that our focus and our brand is set right, to make sure we're taking care of the customer so we don't grow too fast. But then I would say by the time we get to 17, we'll continue to add another one or two in that year.
Somebody called earlier, right before you were on, that had a concealed carry question. But their premise was, you know, hey, there's rumors that there's going to be martial law declared at some point by the president. What will that mean for concealed carry? Do you hear that a lot from customers that are concerned about, you know, a federal, you know, overreach on guns beyond what we have now and to a, you know, as you say, a growing interest in self-protection?
You know, I think I've heard just about every option that's been ever been, you know, come up with. You know, you see states like New York or cities like, you know, Chicago, Illinois with the gun bans they have, or California, for example, with their micro stamping. Yeah, there's always that concern, and we have to stay diligent as gun owners and as Second Amendment supporters. We have to stay diligent and continue to fight every one of those crazy ideas out there. Is there concern? Absolutely there's concern. And we've got organizations like the National Shooting Sport Federation and the NRA fighting those battles in cities all across America and winning some and losing some. So am I concerned about it? Absolutely every day. Do I think something's going to happen in the short run? No, I think we've got a pretty good handle on the fight right now. But you get cities with, you know, Mayor Bloomberg and his following, you never can let your guard down because there's always a new approach. There's always an attack taking place. So you got to stay diligent and fight the battles.
Only a minute left here, but Jamie on Facebook says, in your opinion, what's the most versatile rifle cartridge? I say the 308 Winchester is unbeatable in that category. I also believe every honest gun owner in America should be an NRA member. It's the greatest civil rights defense organization in the USA. So an editorial comment and a question.
Well, I'm a lifelong NFA member already, NRA member, I'm sorry. So I would have to agree with them wholeheartedly, and that's how you fight the battle is, you know, you have to put your name on the bottom line. Favorite rifle cartridge or the most dependable 308 is by far NATO recognized. I would say that he's right on track there.
All right. And another Jamie says, love their Twin Cities locations. I'm excited to see them come to Fargo and Moorhead. So some fans out there for Bill's Gun Shop. All right. So here's the deal, folks. You open tomorrow, right?
Absolutely. 9 o'clock.
The doors swing open tomorrow. More details online at billsgs.com, billsgs.com. I've been there now twice, and I'll tell you, the range is spectacular. It really is. They really have done it upright and have, you know, all of those lanes. 26, you said, right?
26, correct.
26 of 35 yards each. Man, indoor shooting range is pretty extraordinary. John Munson, the proprietor. BillsGS.com, the website. Phone number 701-353-8748. Thanks, John. Appreciate it.
Yeah, anytime, guys. Thanks.
You bet. Take care. More come up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away, folks.
Or 701-258-0550.
PetroServe USA is your official Bison tailgating supply headquarters with everything you need for game day. Propane fill, just $10. Bison gear, fresh baked buns, pop, cookies, and medium pizza, $5.99. PetroServe USA is giving away $10,000. Register weekly for your chance to win one of two $500 gift cards and a fully loaded Bison tailgating trailer.
Helping America feel better.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.